and the moonbeams.
Well, go your ways, said Oberon, but I'll be even with you before you leave this wood.
Then Oberon called his favourite fairy, Puck. Puck was the spirit of mischief. He used to slip into the dairies and take the cream away, or get into the churn so that the butter would not come. He would turn the beer sour, lead people out of their way on dark nights, and then laugh at them. He would also tumble people's stools from under them when they were going to sit down, and upset their hot ale over their chins when they were going to drink.
Now, said Oberon to this little sprite, fetch me the flower called Love in Idleness. The juice of that little purple flower laid on the eyes of those who sleep will make them, when they wake, fall in love with the first thing they see. I will put some of the juice of that flower on my Titania's eyes, and when she wakes, she will love the first thing she sees, were it lion, bear, or wolf, or bull, or meddling monkey, or a busy ape.
While Puck was gone, Demetrius passed through the glade, followed by poor Helena. And still she told him how she loved him, and reminded him of all his promises, and still he told her that he did not and could not love her, and that his promises were nothing.